Good morning. How are y'all doing today? Good, good. I'm glad to hear it. You know, it's summertime. And how many of you like to stay outside during the summertime? Yeah? You like it outside? You know, what's one of the problems that we have when we stay outside a lot and we're playing outside, especially as the day gets, you know, more towards late afternoon, early evening? What happens?
It gets hotter.
But there's also something that happens also that kind of just makes it a little bit more unpleasant sometimes. How many of you have ever been outside and all of a sudden the mosquitoes come out? Do you like getting mosquito bites? Nobody likes getting mosquito bites, do they?
I got lots of them.
You got lots of them? Yeah, you know what? I get lots of them too. And not too long ago, Jay and I and a couple other the boys from the church, we were up in the mountains, and boy, there was lots of mosquitoes up there. Thankfully, we were indoors a little bit, and it didn't seem to bother us too much. Did you get bothered by mosquitoes? No? That's good. Well, you know what? There's something we can do to help us with that, to make our day more enjoyable, and we can use this kind of stuff, right? You ever use that before? You ever use mosquito spray? Off or something like that, or a cutter or a repel or whatever? You know, you spray this on you, and this is the good kind. This is the kind that has the powder in it so it goes on dry. You don't feel all sweaty. But you spray this on before you go outside, and the mosquitoes stay away. And they'll stay away for a couple hours. That's pretty good. And you can enjoy your time outside, right? Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't it be great if in all the times when we want to enjoy ourselves, there would be something we can spray on, and nothing would get in our way. Nothing would make our day worse, or nothing would cause us harm, or nothing would make us sad. Wouldn't that be great? You know, all of us are what we call sinners. We all do things that God would rather we don't do. And when we do that, usually the relationships that we have, the friendships we have, the things that we're doing, usually they don't turn out as well as we'd hope they. You ever get in a fight or an argument with your friends? That's not a good thing, is it? Next thing you know, you go through a few days and you just wonder if they're going to be your friend anymore, or you don't want to talk to them, and you start to feel bad yourself. You know, and there's lots of other things that we do. Sometimes we'll get in trouble and it just ruins our day. You know, there is something that we can do to help us overcome that. You know that? There's something we can do because we have a God who loves us. We have a God that recognizes that we are sinful people. And so he will forgive us our sins when we come to him and we say, you know, God, we're sorry, and we don't want to be, you know, sinful anymore. Some of the things you can do, you can carry with you a cross. And, you know, some people wear a cross necklace. Other people keep a little cross in their pocket, you know. But you can carry with you a little cross or a picture of a cross. And that reminds you that Jesus died for your sins. And that because he did that, you have forgiveness. And when you confess your sins and you receive God's forgiveness, all of a sudden you feel better about yourself and you feel better about your life. Okay? If you don't have a cross, maybe later on you can watch a movie or some other show about Jesus. Okay? This is a DVD about Christmas Story. And that always makes me feel good, watching a Christmas Story, especially in a hot July day. But we can watch so many different things about Jesus and learn from Jesus' life, again, that we have forgiveness. And that the wrong things, the bad things in the world really don't have any power over us. And so we shouldn't worry about them so much. Just remember Jesus died for us and Jesus brings us forgiveness. And the last thing you can do as you grow older especially is you read God's Word. Okay? You can carry with you. This isn't, you know, actually this was called a pocket edition Bible, but that had to be a big pocket, okay? But you can get Bibles of lots of different sizes and shapes, okay? There's this pocket here, fits in a small box. There's the one up there that's very large. There's bigger Bibles than that. There's Bibles that are half this size, but they all contain God's Word. They all have the same thing in them, no matter how big nor how small they are, and they teach us that as we walk with God, we do the things God would have us do, we are protected from sin and temptation in the world. Okay? We don't have a magic spray. We don't have a spray like this that we can spray on ourselves and keep temptation away from us. We're going to face temptations. But we have God's word that even if we fall into temptation, fall into sin, we have forgiveness. Okay? And that makes our life a whole lot better, our relationships a whole lot more enjoyable, and it makes us even feel better about ourselves. Okay? So I want you to remember that this week. And I want you to remember that all the time, that when things seem to be going bad for you, remember that Jesus is with you. Okay? Carry something with you, or have something around your house, things that remind you of God's love for you. Okay? Right? Let's pray and let's ask God to help us recognize these times and these things and so we can always remember His love for us. Let's pray. And gracious Heavenly Father, we do give You thanks that even when things go bad and when we're angry or we're tempted and we fall into sin and do things we shouldn't do, we give You thanks that You forgive us because You love us so much. Help us always remember the power of Your love and help us always remember that everywhere we go, You are with us. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.